Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. In your Bibles today, 2 Kings chapter 3, it's you're reading through your Bible through the year. It's both uplifting at times to read what happened in the lives of the kings, excuse me, and it's also discouraging to read of some of the failures of the kings. And then the overall picture that we know, Israel goes into captivity, Judah goes into captivity, and it's written for our admonition, written for our instruction. We avoid those same problems, avoid those same mistakes. And I'm thankful for the victories that we can read of and know that the same God who brought those victories can bring victories to you and I. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we've experienced that again and again. 2 Kings 3, verse 15, I'll read the first verse. You'll read the next down to verse 18, okay? This is Elisha giving instructions and desiring to hear from the Lord. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. So, amazing that in this situation, in ways and manners that may have seemed rather foolish, dig ditches. What in the world for? Well, the Lord was going to display his power. Amen. I thank God for the minstrels. I thank God for our ministry team, our worship team that does such a tremendous job of bringing us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you for working diligently on your gifting and your talents. Not easy. Not easy at all. And a lot of work, a lot of effort goes into that, and I commend our worship team for that. Amen. Because the Lord moves and works in those things. Praise God. And that praise and worship is important as we see it being fulfilled here. You can be seated. The Lord bless you. A light thing in the sight of the Lord. I'm going to use that as a play on words. As this, when the power was out, I was thinking about this passage. I need a light thing. I'm thankful for candles. I'm thankful for kerosene lamps. But I don't want to go back in the pioneer days. Thankful for a wood stove. It warmed up our house. But I'm glad it only lasted a couple of days and not anything longer than that. But the light of God, the power of God, God's covering is light. Psalm 104, verse 1, David is still proclaiming, bless the Lord, because that's what he started in Psalm 103, and now he continues it in 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with a light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Amazing to consider light as a garment. And we know that John saw him and declared his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. And that was actually the second time that he saw that glory being manifest and the light shining forth in an incredible way. I'm thankful for the power of the Lord. They gambled for his garment at the foot of the cross, but the devil can't take away his garment of light. The devil can't reduce that to something that is just a magician's trick. Oh, no, it's powerful. It's wonderful. And I'm thankful for it. Praise God. The Bible says that the angel or the devil can transform himself into an angel of light. We're not going to be tricked by that. We're not going to allow ourselves to be led down the wrong path and to feel like, oh, it's okay. It doesn't matter. In fact, there are those who would say the grace of God is going to take care of any mistake you make, any problem that you make. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and keep going. And it's almost as though they're offering a license to sin. To say, go ahead, God understands your weakness. God knows that you can't make it on your own. And if you fall, if you stumble, the Lord will be there. Yes, he will. I'm thankful for it. But I'm not going to willingly go down to the bar and just sit there and consume some alcohol because I know I can get up and go to a place of prayer and say, God, forgive me, and it's taken care of. No, I respect his name more than that. I'm thankful for his blood more than that. I'm thankful for his goodness, praise God, his goodness that follows me all the days of my life and his mercy that's applied to me again and again. Thank the Lord that I can know his power and his goodness. But it was on the Mount of Transfiguration that Peter, James, and John saw the Lord's face shine like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And Moses and Elijah appeared, and that prompted Peter, a fisherman, to try to become a carpenter and say, let's build three tabernacles. Let's just go ahead and take care of it because it's good for us to be here. Good to be in the presence of the Lord. Good to feel his power. Good to know his goodness. Hallelujah. Good to know that he ministers to us in every way that we can put our trust in. Good for us to be here. And then a bright cloud appeared over that mountain, and the voice they heard declared, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am. Oh my, I'm thankful that we know who he is. It is all in him, praise God. And we worship him and know his power and his blessing and his goodness. Thank the Lord. God's voice brought forth light. Let there be light. And all of creation predicated upon those four words, helping us to understand the light that he spoke into existence is what brought about all the rest of creation. And I'm thankful that his word produces life. Thank the Lord for all the blessings that we know about light. There's much more, no doubt, that we would be able to understand once we get to the heavenly realm. But I'm thankful for light and the power of that light. The red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet of the spectrum. How amazing. The ultraviolet light that brings about life. Too much of it brings destruction and problems. But I'm thankful that everything is orchestrated just the way God wants it to. The tilt of the earth with 23.5 degrees. How did that happen? God made it happen. Praise God. How does it rotate on its axis? How does it orbit around the sun and create the seasons and so on? And doing so for thousands of years since the Lord spoke it into existence. I know that there are scientists, there are astronomers, there are those who say, it's been here for millions of years. Well, if it has been, all the more glory to God. Because what he said continues to be exactly the way God wanted it to be. Praise God. And it still impresses me that I can look at the newspaper whenever it comes out. I can look at the newspaper and see how many seconds has been added or subtracted. Lord help us, we're subtracting at this point. Sorry to ruin the situation here, but it's going to turn around eventually, praise God, and we're going to have the light increase. The beginning was the Word was made flesh, and Jesus is that light. I am the light of the world, he declared. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I'm thankful I don't have to stumble around in the darkness. I'm thankful I don't have to guess on what the path is. I'm thankful I don't have to fall into any kind of trap or bump into any kind of debris or problem that might be in the way. But I'm thankful there's the light of life that the Word of God promises. Praise God. And that spiritual light, that powerful light, brings about faith that helps me to grab a hold of the promises of God. That light brings salvation, not to be repented of, but it's so great that we can worship Him. It brings healing, praise God. And I'm thankful that the Lord has put a healing touch upon you, upon me, and we know His power that comes as a result of that light. We know the strength that He imparts. When we need that strength, praise God, He renews it as we wait upon Him. I'm going to keep following Him because I want that light, praise God. I want that power. I want that blessing. The Ephesians writer said, you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Praise God. I like that opportunity in Ephesians 5 and verse 8, to walk as children of light. Praise God. I'm thankful. Light in the Lord is what we receive. We drop down to verse 11 of that chapter, and it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Those works of darkness are unfruitful. Don't fellowship with them, but rather reprove them. Don't let them be a part of your life. Step into the light. And I think if they are unfruitful in darkness, thank God we can know that light brings fruitfulness. Amen. As we continue in Him, I'm thankful for the light of the glorious gospel. I would be lost without that light. And the Bible lets me know the God of this world blinds minds so that they do not see, do not believe, do not behold the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, lest the image of Christ should shine unto them. I'm thankful the Lord brought that light to me. I'm thankful that the light from the Lord in our hearts through Jesus Christ moves us into His realm of power. The one who commanded the light to shine out of darkness now shines in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for that power. Thank the Lord for that blessing. I'm thankful that Jesus puts a face on grace, and we're able to move into that realm of knowing His power and His goodness, and He will not fail. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Lingering light. Now, I'm using light, obviously, as the phenomenon of what the sun brings, what artificial light provides. And I'm thankful that the Lord is able to minister and work in those situations as well. Joshua fighting the battle with five kings of the Amorites. And the Lord providing for them, and the Lord telling Joshua, fear them not. And large hailstones from the Lord killed more than Israel did with the sword. I'm thankful that the Lord steps up in our situations and does far more than what we are able to do. He expects us to do what we can do. Amen. I thank the Lord for that power. I thank the Lord for that blessing and how He is able to provide for us and minister to us. Praise God. I chuckle a little bit because I remember reading Brother Cole and his report about the work in Thailand and how the communists were infiltrating there and trying to deter the economy and not have tourists come. And they did different things to foreigners. They knew that they were not from Thailand, and they would discourage tourism because they wanted the economy to go down and communism to step forward and be the one who would then provide the growth in the economy and so on. So Brother Cole is in one of those little taxis, you know, a three-wheeler and a little bench in the back and the driver up in front and so on. And he's heading out to one of the churches, and the driver turns down a side road. And Brother Cole wasn't very fluent in Thai as yet. He was learning the language, but he knew the word stop. And he hollered out, stop, to the driver, but he would not stop. He continued down this little isolated road. And he hollered, stop again. He didn't do it. But Brother Cole said, so then I scooched down in my seat, and I lifted my leg, and I kicked him in the head. And he stopped. His explanation was, I didn't expect God to do everything. God wants you to do your part. He's not going to come slap you upside the head and say, stop that. Don't take that drug. Stop that smoking. Stop that drinking. Stop that pornography. He's waiting for you to get some backbone and step up and say, God, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to live for you. Praise God. Because the Lord knows how to fight for you. Hallelujah. Now this situation, and Joshua fighting the enemy, the Bible says the sun stood still in the midst of heaven. Wow. Hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Look at that. Joshua 10, 13, and 14. The Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Praise God. I'm glad he hears your voice. I'm glad he steps into your situation. I'm glad he manifests his power for you. Praise God. And he answers prayer. Oh, thank the Lord for that blessing and that power and that glory. I think about Hezekiah, who was healed and helped and a sign for time to go forward or go backward was offered to him. And 2 Kings 20 and 10, Hezekiah answered, it's a light thing. And there's that play on words again. It's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Incredible. Amazing. Amen. Now, someone wrote an article and said, NASA has done some research, and they found a missing day. And they used these two instances to say there's a missing day. Well, it turned out to be a hoax. Turned out to be someone just trying to play a joke on Christians and people who claim the Word of God. Yeah, it doesn't matter what they say. God did it. God provided it. God ministered it. Praise God. And that's who we trust. That's who we rest our faith in, because it's a light thing for the Lord to do that work. Praise God. He can just say it, and it happens. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I can put my trust in him. So Elisha and the light thing that the Lord could do in this battle. And I'm thankful that the Lord showed himself powerful and strong and able to do the work. I think about Jehoram and Jehoshaphat and how they joined with the king of Edom for a battle against Moab. And Jehoshaphat is the king who wants to hear from the Lord. He's not going to be satisfied just to step out and put forth their battle plan and what they were going to do. He wants to know what the Lord says about it. So he asks for a prophet to inquire of the Lord, like he did with Ahab. And Ahab was Jehoram's father. But Elisha rebukes that king. He rebukes Jehoram. And he says, go to the prophets of your father, Ahab, and of your mother, Jezebel. Go ahead and call upon them. Go ahead and trust them. That's who your parents raised you to believe and to inquire about. Go ahead and look to them. I'm thankful we don't have to go with a false god, go with a situation that is not going to bring forth the results. But it's good to serve the God who can give answers. Hallelujah. Elisha calling for that minstrel. Thank the Lord for godly music. Thank the Lord that we can have our faith reinforced, and we can believe the Lord for good. It's good to memorize those choruses. It's good to sing the 7-11, you know, the seven words 11 times and all of that kind of stuff, because your mind can only think of one thing at a time. Your mind is an amazing computer, but it can only think of one thing at a time. And so you start singing those choruses, amen. And the devil can't put his rotten garbage in your mind, because you're thinking, it's all in him. Praise God. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in him. Hallelujah. Or whatever it might be. But while the minstrel was playing, the Lord came to Elisha and he said, dig ditches. Dig ditches. Well, there may have been some who just scratched the surface a little bit. There may have been some who really got after it. Amen. You tell Jackson, dig ditches, and he'll get after it. It won't be just scratching the surface. Amen. And the ones who really did dig down got more water than those who just scratched the surface. It pays to put yourself into the work of the Lord. Amen. And thank God. No wind, no rain. We've had plenty of both. But imagine the ditches running full to the bank. No wind, no rain. And that's what happened in Elisha's time here with the army. Praise God. And the kings that were there aligned in battle against the Moabites, they woke up in the morning. They saw the sunrise upon all the water in those ditches, and they thought, oh, the enemy thought, those are three kings that we've come to defeat have been slaughtered, and this is their blood upon the water. And they thought, all right, we're able to go forth. But Moab was defeated because it was a light thing in the sight of the Lord. Something just small, something just easy, something that he could take care of. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that's the God we believe. I'm thankful that's the God we trust. I'm thankful that he helps us to defeat our enemies. Praise God. The sins of our past are forgiven. Spiritual power is given for us to live for him. The promise of power from on high. Praise God. The promise of power when the Holy Ghost comes. Not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. I'm thankful that the Bible lets us know the last enemy that is going to be destroyed is death. Death. Destroyed, because we serve a God of resurrection. We serve a God of life. We serve a God of power. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord, he's already defeated death. He has the keys. Praise God. And we're going to be with him in his power and in his presence. Glory to God. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the power of the Lord. Now the Bible talks about our light affliction. Sometimes it's not so light, is it? Sometimes it really weighs us down. Sometimes we feel like this is more than I can handle. When the scripture says God is not going to give you more than you can handle. Amen. God's faithful. And he'll not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you can bear it. And thank God we can hold on to that promise. But our light affliction bring spiritual and eternal values for us. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the one who has renewal for us. Amen. We faint not, but though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise God. I want that process to continue. I want the hand of God to be displayed. I want that light thing to continue on in our walk with the Lord. Praise God. And day by day, walking with the Lord. Amen. And knowing his power, knowing his blessing, knowing his work. Praise God. There's a far more exceeding weight of glory that the Lord has provided for us. Amen. And that's the direction we're going to keep going. That's where we're going to keep heading. Praise God. Because the Lord works for us. All things work together for good to them who love God and who are called according to his purpose. I'm going to stick with that purpose. Praise God. I'm not going to wander off from the purpose and try to find something else. I'm not going to let the devil deceive me with another light thing. Ezekiel talks about how that they're worshiping the sun in the temple. They're worshiping the sun. And he challenges them. Is that a light thing? Yeah. No. We're going to keep walking with the Lord. Praise God. And have that power and that blessing come forth. We see what is temporal. We know it's going to pass away. The Lord helps us to be able to see what is eternal. Praise God. And that's where we're headed. That's where we're going. Praise God. And we're going to trust the Lord to do that work. So whether we use the idea of a light thing in terms of lifting and what the Lord is able to do, he's able to lift burdens. He's able to lift cares. He's able to lift concerns and worries and anxieties and all those things. Thank God he can lift those things from us. Or whether it's illumination, a light. Praise God. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. I'm thankful he takes care of the proximity just around me. And I don't need to see what's going on down farther on the road. That might challenge my faith. But when the Lord lets me see it, praise God, I know he's going to take me through. I know he's going to deliver me. I know he's going to provide for me. I know it's not going to be a situation that defeats me. No, there's victory. There's power. There's glory, there's blessing, there's strength. Thank God that we know his goodness is there. Oh, yes. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Thank God. Amen. The valley of the shadow of death may seem dark, but he's there with me. Praise God. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Praise God. My cup is overflowing. He anoints my head with oil. There's a table prepared for me. Not just a snack. Not just a little light lunch. No, a table. Praise God. Sit down and partake of what the Lord has for you. Amen. Get that sustenance. Get that spiritual food. Get that blessing from him. Praise God. Ignore your enemy. He's not going to defeat you. He's not going to pull you down. The Lord has provided for you. Praise God. And goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. And you can decide. You can make the determination. You can set the goal. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm not going the way the crowd is going. I'm not going the way my flesh is tempting me to go. I'm not going the way that culture says I can go. And just be all tolerant and woke and all of that garbage. No, I'm following what God says. I'm following what the Lord directs me. I'm following in his power and his goodness. Hallelujah. And I know it's a light thing for my God to do. Amen. I might struggle under the burden sometimes. I may struggle under the load sometimes. I may feel the stress and the strain sometimes. But oh, thank God, when I look to him, when I call upon him, when I believe him, when I get to the house of the Lord, then I understand, praise God, and know the blessings. Because one day in his courts, hallelujah, better than 1,000 elsewhere. Hallelujah. I want to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I just want to be in his presence. I just want to feel his touch. Hallelujah. Stand with me now, please. Oh, thank God for his goodness and his power. Thank God for how he knows how to minister in each of our needs, each of our situations. And I'm thankful I can reach out to him. Praise God. And know, Lord, I need your light. I need your light in this darkness. I need your power in this situation. And Lord, I need you to lift this burden. And like it's a light thing. Praise God. And oh, I'm thankful the Lord's able to minister in both situations, in all situations. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. Nothing impossible with God. Amen. I'm thankful for the hand of the Lord and the situations that are there. Amen. I know there are those who mock and challenge the Lord. Can he make a rock so big that even he can't lift it? And all that kind of ridiculous stuff. And it may seem amusing, it may seem a mockery at some point in their life. But there comes, life is not fair. There comes the situations where they really have needs. Mm-hmm. And I pray, oh God, help them to look to you. Even though they've mocked you, even though they've not believed you, even though they've denied you, Lord, in their hour of need, help them, God. Help them, God, to look to you, surrender to you, seek your light, praise God, and you lift that burden as though it's a light thing. Praise God. Oh, he's done it for me many, many times. I'm going to keep trusting him. I'm going to keep believing him. I'm going to keep relying on him. Praise God. Not fall short. No, there's light, eternal light that he's calling me to. Praise God. And I'm not going to stop now. I'm not going to turn around now. I'm not going to listen to the lies of the devil now. Praise God. He transforms himself into an angel of light. You know what that angel of light does that's in disguise? He deceives. He said, oh, it's okay for you to make mistakes and intentionally make mistakes. No. I'm glad that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But that doesn't give me license to continue in sin. That doesn't say it's okay for me to just keep stumbling along. No, I want to step off that road to hell. You hear me? That road to hell. That's how drastic it is. And that's what you've got to realize today.
Amen.
The devil wants to lead you on a road to hell. That's what's at stake. And you've got to determine, no, I'm going the highway of holiness.
Hallelujah.
I'm going the place that's going to take me to heaven and his glory forever. Praise God. Praise God. Let's come and pray.